Well, Senator Hancock, I guess the first thing I would ask you is why you felt the need to support this boycott of Amazon and large online retailers like it in response to this new online sales tax. Why do you feel this is important?
The legislation passed this spring is incredibly important. It creates a level playing field for California-based businesses because it requires out-of-state online retailers to collect and pay the same sales tax that all our local companies in our local communities do. And right now there are a lot of angry Californians because Amazon, a multi-billion dollar corporation, refuses to comply with the law and is trying to take advantage of California's initiative and referendum process to repeal the bill that was just passed and signed by the governor at a time when we need to have our local businesses survive and thrive and be not undercut by big out-of-state corporations, and at a time when the state needs all the revenue that is owed us to come in, because we're talking about our children's education, our libraries, our parks, our roads, the things that the sales tax is used to buy for Californians. So a large coalition of people has come together, just as they did around the attempt by Texas oil companies to repeal California's clean air laws last year, and are saying, just say no to this. This is a tax evasion referendum. It is unfair to California businesses. It denies our schools and our public services that people need, the revenue that they're owed. And it's really very disturbing that one big business is going to have to put at least $3 million on the table to repeal a law asking them to play by the same rules as every other business in California.
Now, as it relates to them being a big business, I wonder what your thoughts are on the possibility of this very big business just deciding to take its business elsewhere. I mean, Amazon has already cut off its affiliates in California. Other large companies like, say, Overstock could do the same. I wonder what you think might be the impact of not only of maybe getting that tax revenue, keeping that law on the books, but losing the businesses that would be paying that law because they decide, well, okay, fine, we're just not going to do business in California anymore. Goodbye.
You know, there are many facets to that. One is California happens to be the biggest market in the country. They want to walk away from that market. I can assure you there are other companies that are willing to pay their taxes and step in. Already, bookstores and others have stepped up and say any affiliates cut off by Amazon, they would be only too happy to work with. And I think we need to take that as at face value. There are also six other states, that, including New York and Texas, that have passed laws like this. Amazon appears to be sort of cherry-picking which ones it will contest and which ones it won't. What you basically have here is a big, profitable corporation using any means necessary to avoid paying the taxes that local businesses have to pay. And I would remind you that local businesses are the people who give jobs to our locals, our local people, who support the kids' soccer league and do other community service. And I know personally an independent bookstore in my community that told me 10 years ago they were going to be driven out of business by Amazon. And they were. And I think for Amazon not to at least pay the same sales tax that bookstore paid is irresponsible. And I would say putting corporate profit above everything. It's not a good time to be doing that sort of thing.
The last thing I would ask you is tell me what form this boycott will take. What kinds of steps are you going to take? Where does this go from here specifically?
Well, there's a large coalition. They're asking people to think before they click that mouse, to buy locally, to buy from companies that pay the sales tax, and to just say no when they're asked to sign Amazon's tax evasion referendum.